Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Sufar Reef, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. And you may ask the question, and rightfully so. Yam Suf, what is the Real Talk for Real People show all about? In a nutshell, it's about life, or how it should be in regards to the LOM, Yah, and about his people, his heritage. How in regards to him, they dropped the ball. And as a result, that's why we find ourselves scattered throughout this universe and still despised. And we never will be loved under any circumstances by any particular people until we get our act together with Yah. And Yah accepts that gathering. Yah accepts the rejection of our rebellious nature. Yah accepts our acknowledgement, and not only our acknowledgement of breaking the contract, but a rectification of breaking said contract by way of our actions. Not simply saying you love Yah, that doesn't mean anything to Yah, but simply the appliance of his codification processes. You'll get an accurate intelligence in study with us. Bird's eye view. We implore all students of the Most High to burn the midnight oil, meaning don't take our word for it, study for yourselves. And once you've come to some firm conclusion, make the right application. Also, we try to give you a bird's eye view, a contextual bird's eye view. We don't do a cross-contaminant version. We don't do a skip to the loose study, although we do use other scriptures from other scripture texts, not this new thing, to justify our position and support our position. On the Real Talk for Real People show, we don't argue and fight with people. Now, if you inclined to come on here, by all means, state your position. But don't lecture to us if you don't study the word of Yah. Don't lecture to us if you don't love the word of Yah. Don't lecture to us if the Most High footstep is not your pathway. Because we take our study serious. And no, we don't have a hotline to Yah like some of y'all propose that you do. We don't have a red letter line to Yah. What we have and what we study and committed study, a determined study, is word of the Elohim. And that's the only thing we need. So please don't bring us your commentaries that you've gotten from wherever, or perhaps you thought the Most High is talking to you personally. Don't bring that to us. You bring us to us what these prophets are saying. You bring to us what Moses is saying. You bring to us what Joshua is saying. You bring to us what the King Solomon says. You bring to us what King David said. You bring to us what Queen Esther and our Uncle Mordecai said. Don't bring to us your fantasy that the Most High calls you personally. We don't want to hear that, because reason being, we know better. Sad to say, you may not know better. So if you're coming over here to pontificate and regulate, this not the spot for you. Take it on down the road, because we're serious about our studies. And we're serious about application of said study. And if you're serious about Yah's word, let's study his word and his word alone, and not any cross-contaminant version, a skip to the loo version with a new thing. That doesn't interest us in the least bit, because as I said, we're not going to argue, fuss, and fight with you. We're going to let you say what you want to say, and we're going to get out your way. May the Most High bless you according to his word, his codification and processes. That being said, you may be wondering, Yom Suf, you said a mouthful, and I was determined to say a mouthful. I'm tired of this nonsense. I'm tired of this foolishness. I'm tired of people coming on this show to try to pick us to play with. Don't pick us to play with. Now, if you want to pick somebody to play with, go to the LOM and pick him to play with. I'm sure you're going to get some results and not the ones that you're looking for. And if you want to be here because you think you're something special, you want to come on the show and tell how much knowledge you got, We don't want to hear that neither. Truth be told, the only thing you can come on this show and tell us what thus said Yah said. From all these prophets, every one of them, from Moses, from King David, from Joshua, Joseph, and so on and so forth. All that other nonsense, take your plan and go to the park and get your popsicle and go play with yourself. We ain't got no time for that. And truth be told, you don't have any. You don't have too much time to get it right. And along with that, we implore that you get it right. This is not a game, people. This is something serious. And that's why I'm asking you, don't come on this study platform with your nonsense. We don't want to hear. And if you got a problem with what Yah said, take it up with him. Go argue, fuss, and fight with him and try to show you his knowledge. See how much he cares about it. But we're not the least bit inclined to be listening to him. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And also, you may be wondering who the we are making reference to. Sister Avia from New York City. Brother Country are from New York City. And many listeners, close to approaching 5,000, who come study with us, who love the Most High with all these people I'm mentioning, Country, Sister Avia, and these fellow students coming here, not to hear you pontificating or sharing your little knowledge. Now you think you got all the sense in the world. They want to hear thus said Yah said. And because of the fact they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters that's in faith, and this is something serious for them, as it is for me. And that's all I need to know about them. They're committed and dedicated, and they're self-regulated to do the right things, and not to seek personal accolades and some false titles that they are alluded to themselves, allotted to themselves, whatever. These people are humble, as you should be. And they want to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So if you want to come on the Real Talk for Real People show to pontificate, share your little knowledge, and so on and so forth, please don't. But if you want to come on the Real Talk for Real People show to study the Word of Yah and all its intensity, all its contextual matters, to grasp the whole concept of what Yah saying and how you can make life better for yourselves, not only in the future, but now, as we speak, by all means, praise the Most High and bless his holy name. So let me bring them home for you. So Savia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. And all praises and glory to Yah. And as always, I hope everyone is doing well, and it's good to be back. Shalom.
Good to have you back, sister. Shalom. Katriel, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. May the Most High bless you as well. Yansu Fari, Sister Abiyah, and the family that's out there. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. I hope you're doing good down there in Tennessee, man, because they're saying tornadoes is coming through down there.
Man, it's all kind of hot mess coming down here, brother. But the Most High been down here already tearing up stuff. He just sitting to clean up people. And our people. They are
from your opening statement, it sounded like somebody had their hand raised even before the show started.
Yeah, you know, I just try to set the agenda and format so this thing can go easy. And so I try to set the perimeters and guidelines so people can come over and have a peaceful, a relaxful, unstressing study of the Most High with all this. These brothers and sisters try to come on the show, put on the hits. We're tired of that. Go ahead, brother.
I'm done.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention it, Katrina. Some people do come on this show and put their hand up in there. And I know they're full of mess. Now, how are you going to talk about something you ain't heard nothing about anything? You got your hand up in the air. You ain't heard nothing what Cartrell said. You ain't heard anything, have you? I said, you certainly hadn't heard anything. I said, but I see your hand raised. Even before we get to the study matter. So I know you're not interested in the study matter. You're not interested in showing it, show out, and showboat. This ain't the spot for that. Don't disrupt this these study sessions with your nonsense. Go on somewhere that people do what you do. Ain't nobody got no gun here for you to be here studying. Go on now. Go on about your business. Go ahead, Cartier.
We do want to hear legitimate questions.
Exactly.
We don't want to discourage anybody from asking questions or seeking the Most High, because that's what
right.
He commands us to do. Seek
right.
Him, seek wisdom. And that's what we try to dispense here, word by word,
right.
Chapter by chapter, book by book.
Yeah, we encourage that. I'm glad Cartier clarified that and reiterated that. We encourage that. But please, the Yah says, a fool answers a matter before they hear. So you let me know first quarter, when you raise your hand and you come on the show, Yah says a fool answers a matter before he hears it. So if you're not a fool and you got a question from last week or whatnot, by all means. But you need to hear the matter before you start raising your hand. Okay? All right, Cartrell. Sister Avia, we're entering the last chapter of Zephaniah, and we'll be going to Haggai, who's mentioned only once, I believe, briefly by Ezra, the prophet Ezra, in association with the prophet Zechariah. So they were round about them parts in time. But I'm not gonna put the horse before the cart, you know, the cart before the horse. What we're gonna do, we're gonna finish up on the third chapter of Zephaniah. And the Most High blessing, we're gonna finish up and tomorrow start up on Haggai. And Sister Avia will be leading the next session of study in the book of Proverbs. I think it's the third chapter. Am I correct, Sister Avia?
We're on chapter 3 tonight, Proverbs 3 tonight.
Yes, ma'am. All right, praise Yah and bless his holy name. May his footsteps be our pathway. And may it bless our efforts to bring the truth to the universe. That being said, please turn to the last chapter of Zephaniah. And in this chapter, the prophet Zephaniah, it speaks of the wickedness that was transpiring at that time juncture, and it's still transpiring among us. You know, the apple doesn't fall from its tree. They just keep doing the same. It's keep being hung in the same spot. That same apple, year after year, going to fall from the same tree. You know, so you got to change it up, meaning you got to get the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So you can change up and get to the truth of the matter. Yah says, and speaking to the prophet Zephaniah, woe to her, which is Jerusalem, us, who is rebellious, and we still are, and polluted, we still are. They've gotten to the degree they were oppressing the city because of their rebelliousness and their pollutedness. And this city, Jerusalem, has not heard his voice, just like some of us today as we speak. She has not received correction. Our people didn't receive, they refused correction, and we still do. I mean, I read a thing about some sisters of ours who's supposed to be the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that's raking the cradle and everything within the cradle. These sisters, as in the case of the woman in Mexico, killed one friend, had her in the trunk of the car, and run away from the police and run into a house and shoot out, bruh, sisters. Everybody need to know they rolled and get on page and get codified with the proxies. And we don't, this madness and our captivity will continue and expect it to happen. Maybe happening as we speak in the study. Because it certainly happened in regards to our ancients. And as I said, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. But we got to do what's right. We're going to continue falling in the same spot, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You think it's bad, it can get worse. Because we refuse to receive correction. And as a result, she had not trusted in the LOM. That's why she refused correction. She don't want to be corrected. Our people didn't want to be corrected. Because truth be told, they didn't trust in Yah. She had not drawn near to Yah, her Elohim. And what do Yah require of us? Draw yourself near to me. Turn back to me. You got to lean on the Most High. You can't lean on your commentaries. You can't lean on your mama, daddy, sister, brother, your camp, your crew, your spot. You can't turn to them. You got to turn to the Elohim. And that's simple as that. That's not hard to understand if you got your mind right. But if I guess some minds are right, man, I guess I'd have $1 million. And certainly sometimes I... She has not drawn near to her Elohim. Go ahead, Cottrell.
There's three components here that Yah is pointing out that are fallacies in our people. Right. We don't obey his voice. When we hear his voice, we don't receive correction. And because we don't receive correction, we don't trust Yah. Mm-hmm. If we put those three together, we'll be all right. If we obey his voice, receive correction, which means that Yah gonna point out where you're wrong. He's our creator. He should know best. So when he's correcting us, we should receive it and make the necessary corrections. And if we don't, then we don't trust in Yah. But when you make the necessary corrections and listen to Yah's voice, you begin to trust in Yah.
Exactly. And any relationship for us that is concerned is based upon basically the same components. Outside of the scope, the bigger scope of things, Cartrell, any relationship is based upon the same components. Whatever that relationship is. Yes.
Nobody's perfect, and we all need correction. We all need improvement. And we want improvement from the master, from the creator. He's going to correct you better than anybody else can. But we have to hear his voice. And he ain't speaking to us like he spoke to Moses, but he wrote it down by way of his prophets. So
praise Yah.
You can't hear Yah's voice because it's there if you search it out.
Praise Yah, Kachi. Thank you, brother, for that praise clarification God. For the student and myself. Again, people, they have, his princesses in her midst are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves that leave not a bone to mourn. They just tear us all up. They tore us all up. And these so-called leaders are doing the very same thing today, these so-called black leaders.
We're not supposed to be roaring lions. We're not supposed to be evening wolves in Yah's eyes. But we think that that's our strength, to be roaring lions and evening wolves. And what are we doing? We're tearing our people up with that.
Exactly. We're going to be humble sheep. Her prophets are insolent, treacherous people. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. The Elohim is righteous in her midst. He will do no unrighteousness. That's who she should be trusting in. Every morning.
So where's Yah?
Yah is righteous in her midst.
In whose midst?
In the midst of the temple, in Jerusalem.
In the midst of our people.
In the midst of our
he ain't
people.
In heaven. That's he got true. A portion in heaven. But he's letting us know that he's in the midst of us.
Exactly. And so he should, Cottrell. Only if we heeded his call. He said every morning he brings justice to life. Yah brings this. No one else. He never fails. But the unjust knows no shame. Unjust men and women knows no shame. Ain't no shame in their game.
Charles Barkley.
Shaquille. Okay. Who showed that film? Who showed that film, mind you? In his studio.
Yeah.
But
he had no shame.
They called Kyrie an idiot. And the only thing Kyrie didn't do anything wrong. Share that. Now we can't share. Now they tell us what to share. And then you determine or define what that sharing is. And just like LeBron James, he said, the man didn't say anything. Get your facts straight. We always want to talk about one another in the public. I'm sick of sometimes. Y'all said I cut off nations. Their fortress of, y'all said I do this and I have done it. Let me give you my resume, as Cartrell said. I've cut off nations. Their fortresses are devastated. Babylon, Assyria, so on and so forth. Mizraim. I made their streets desolate, with none passes by. Their cities are destroyed. There is no one, no inhabitant. I said, surely you will fear me. He told him, I'm telling y'all the same thing he's telling us. He said, surely you will fear me. You will receive instructions so that her dwelling would not be cut off, despite everything for which I have punished her. Talking to us. But they rose early, us, and corrupted in all their deeds, us, and still are. But y'all says there's going to be a few of us get the picture. Y'all says there's going to be a few of us get the big picture. Y'all says there's going to be a remnant of us that turns back to me, draw near to me, heed his correction, pray for their ancients, pray for themselves, for their iniquity, their abomination, their idolatry, and also gather yourselves together, not into your special little groups, whatever you want to call them, but a not simply a proximity concept, join one together, but the whole big picture in your mind, the proximity of coming together spiritually, the proximity of gathering yourself together physically when time permits it, the proximity of gathering one step together when you need to do what you do, how you do, when you do it, because you're not individuals. This is not an individual pursuit of happiness. This is a national reclaiming of oneself under the guidance and processes and conditioning of the Most High. But unfortunately, as still, some of us don't get it. It's all about me. Life ain't never about you. Life would never be about you. Life is about all of us. One for all and all for one. If you don't understand that, you're going to still be living in fool's paradise, lying to yourselves and each other. And so only I can get this. It's going to make it better for everybody else. You can get everything you want. You can get all the tea in China. Sugar is not going to make you happy. It is not going to help this nation. Now, I'm not talking about the United States of America either. A faithful remnant. Yah says to the prophet Zephaniah, therefore wait for me. Stop initiating these practices that you choose to do. Stop doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, and when you want to do it, and think that that will suffice for me. That's simple. Wait for me, says the Elohim, until the day I rise up for punishment. When I tell you to become lions, you'll become lions. But forever in a day, you'll remain sheeple. I don't need no lions. I don't need no hard-headed lions. I need humble sheeple that listen to me and do what I say, when I say, and how I say it. That's what sheeple do. Now, on the other hand, if you're a roaring lion, just like we've become in the social condition and our engineering and its universal white race supremacy, which is the fourth kingdom, and you're not listening to the LOM, you're still running around like wolves at night, killing one another, prostituting one another, selling drugs to one another. Your priest, you call T.J. Jakes and whatever that snake is, they ravishing you, taking every dime out of your pocket. You can't hardly got nothing to spend on yourself anyway. They got aeroplanes, Mercedes, big mansions, and still ravishing you like wolves. Y'all know what he's talking about, but you don't want to hear y'all. Y'all says, my determination is to gather the nation. This is y'all's pursuit and aim. Not to destroy nations like you won't destroy them, because you got some personal agenda, because you dropped the ball. Yah said, it is my determination to gather the nations under my codifications, under my process. And I don't need your opinions to do that. Stop trying to think, what would you do if you were Yah? You're not Yah. And start doing what you're told to do, how you're told to do it, and when you're told to do it. There ain't nobody going to be patty cake and baker's hand here. So if you think you looking for somebody to sugarcoat the truth here, we don't do that. Go somebody that want to play patty cake with you and tell you what you want to hear, when you want to hear it, and how long you want to hear it. And you think we going to tickle me Elmo. We don't do no tickle me Elmo here. We do Yah here.
So ahead, we just have to pick up on what Yah's saying here. Because exactly. He has a determination. He's determined. Exactly. You know how strong that word is? Yah is that's determined. He's saying for Israel, the nation, we must wait for him until the day that he rises up for the prey, which has been preying on us. For exactly. His determination is to gather the nation, judgment day, that I may right. assemble the kingdoms to pour on them my indignation. Nation. We're worried about polluted water, polluted air, polluted food, their oppression, nuclear war, World War III. No. That's not our worry. Yah right. is going to pour his indignation, not only in the nations, but nations that think they're kingdoms, even right. all my fierce anger for all the earth will be devoured. How much of the earth? He said, all the earth will be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. That's why everybody knows that the last judgment is going to be by fire, because y'all are saying it right here.
Praise y'all, Katja. Beautiful clarification. I don't even have to go back over there. What a wonderful job. He did a wonderful handoff move. I was running up the field. I was fumbling the ball. Katja got the ball, kept going with it. Thank you, Katja.
Praise y'all.
You say football, bro. This is y'all's plan. And we don't want to be in the way of his indignation, for real. We want to be able to walk through that fire of Yah's jealousy, hidden in a secret place. Because Yah ain't playing. We play. We fiddle fought. We argue, debate. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at what Yah is saying.
Once again, Yah giving you the instructions over and over again. He's still giving you instructions right here.
You better believe it. Praise Yah.
And it's on us. Are we going to make the correction or not? And if you don't, it's on you.
It's on you. Thank you, Katria. Thank you, Sister Abia. Verse 9. For then I will restore to the people a pure language. Whatever that language is going to be pure. I don't know what it is, but it'll be a language that you can communicate with the Most High, and he can communicate with you. That they may
it ain't gonna be filled with cursing and foul mouth stuff. It's gonna be a holy language filled with power.
Power. Because words are power. That they may call on the name of the Elohim, the bottom line, for that word, that language uses. To serve him with one accord. From beyond the rivers of the Ethiopia, my worshipers, the daughter of my dispersed ones, shall bring my offering. Our women are very significant and important, aren't they? They always will have been, always will be.
Wait a minute. I don't think you caught that.
Okay. The daughter of my dispersed ones shall bring my offering.
From where?
Where are we dispersed from?
From beyond the rivers of Cush. Your book says exactly. Ethiopia. That's right. South of Israel into Africa.
Exactly.
They bashing us for claiming that we the original Israelites. But no, right. we know that King Zedekiah, Yah told him, don't go to Egypt, which is in Africa. That's mm-hmm. where our people were inclined to go. Not uh-huh. only did they go to Egypt, they went beyond Egypt. Okay. He said beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, which is even deeper and further into Africa than Egypt is. So the dispersed people, the daughters of Yah, are dispersed. He said they're in Africa, right here.
Yes. Yeah, that's where the dispersement started. I'm going to look up that river of Ethiopia right quick. I want to get a gander at it.
It's the Nile River.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Beyond Mithraim. Okay. All right. All right. Katria is quite correct. The Nile River. List the rivers of Ethiopia. Blue Nile, Ebe. Rahat River. The Dana River. The Bas River. Gula River. Beles River. The Dasa River. A full list. Yeah, that's where it first started at. The first disbursement. And running away then running away from the Romans to get away from them. We never got away from them. He chased us down, the Roman Greeks.
And hey, you know we got a lot of sad song about a lot of rivers, right?
Yeah. There's always by a river in it. The daughter of my dispersed one shall bring my offering. And that day you shall not be ashamed for any of your deeds. Not because
praise
they're wrong, praise God, we're going to get it right. And which you transgress against me. For then I will take away from your midst those who rejoice in your pride. You pride for people. The Most High said, I'm going to take you from the midst of my people. And you shall no longer be holy in my holy mountain. I will leave in your midst. Well, this is what Yah wants us. A characterization of these people he wants around him. A meek and humble people. And they said, trust is not those others did in the name of the Elohim. The remnant of Israel should do no unrighteousness.
Praise God.
And speak no lies. Nor
praise
a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. They won't be
praise
deceitful
God.
People anymore. For they shall feed their flocks and lie down. And no one shall make them afraid.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. And as a result of that, joy in Yah's faithfulness, trust in him. And he says to us, to Zephaniah the prophet, sing, O daughter of Zion.
I mean, your Esau got to sing, man.
My Esau got to sing. I ain't never heard her sing. I only think she's singing.
Uh-oh.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Can you sing? Hey, our son said no.
At least he knows. So we don't really know. We ain't tested out yet.
Okay. All right. I told you she could sing.
She could sing. She just holding out on you, man.
That's what it is. Let's hope that's the
yeah,
case. Yeah. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your hearts. O
do
daughter,
what? Do what?
Be glad and rejoice with all your heart.
Stop being so sad, so downcharted, so stressed out.
Yeah, sing like Al Green.
No, no, no. No, no. He's talking to the daughters, bro. He's talking to the daughters.
Well,
Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
Rita
yeah.
Franklin.
Yeah. All our daughters are going to put some song in of Jerusalem.
Oh, you know, they can
yeah.
sing too. Right? You know, our daughters can sing. Our daughters can sing.
Hey. God has taken away your judgments. You ought to be singing.
Yes.
Has captured your enemy. You ought to be singing. The king
yes.
of Israel, the Elohim, is in your midst. You ought to be singing.
He's with. He's with. He's with.
In your midst.
We ain't waiting for him to come, are we?
No, no. And y'all
right here.
Right here. You should see disaster no more. That ought to be worthy of a song.
Praise God.
Praise God. It should be said to Jerusalem, do not fear, Zion. Let not your hand be weak. Yah, your Elohim, in your midst.
He's where?
The mighty
where?
In your midst.
Okay.
The mighty one. Go ahead, Gabriel.
Yah, it keep reminding us He's not coming like Christians say, oh, Jesus is coming, the Messiah is coming back. Yah's letting us know first and foremost, firsthand, that he's right. in our midst already, no matter where we are.
Exactly.
And all we have to do is be on that path of rejoicing,
exactly.
being glad, trusting Yah, and doing what he told us to do. Then you would have reason to stay rejoiced and be glad.
Well, I mentioned that word trust, because here's another reason why you should trust and sing. The mighty one will say, trust that. He will rejoice over you with gladness. Trust that. He will quiet.
He didn't say he was going to sacrifice his son for your sins, did
he? No, he didn't say all that. He will quiet you with his love. Trust that. He will rejoice over you with singing. Trust that.
Excuse me? I'm waiting for that. I want to hear y'all sing.
That's going to be a fabulous concert.
Oh, man. Everybody's going to be there, too. It won't be an empty seat in the house, bro.
You already know. Y'all singing to us with love. His love to us. That's beautiful. Y'all said it's
imagine
that. Imagine
Yasu, that. Before you go so fast,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing in creation that Yah ever sang over. He's telling us he's going to rejoice over us with singing. Everything he created, he said it was good. He never sang about it. He's telling me that Yah going to sing and rejoice over us. That's how much he loves us. That's tremendous.
Tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
That's an awesome love. An awesome love. And it's worth rejoicing and singing over. He said, I will gather those who sorrow over the appointed assembly who are among you, to whom is reproach is a burden. Behold, at that time, I will deal with all who afflict you. I will save the lame. Yeah, everybody put a whooping at us. Y'all said, I will afflict them. I will save you.
Did he say he going to do it? Or did he say he going to do it?
He said he going to do all that.
All
right. So I ain't trying to drive yourself back in. Because he said, and gather those who were driven out. Y'all said, I'm going to do that. I will appoint them for praise and fame as they supposed to be. And every land where they were put to shame, at that time, I will bring you back. Every place you went, and they didn't call you niggers and African America, Afro Americans, Negroes, and so on and so forth. I'm going to rectify all that.
Liars, cheats, and thieves.
Yeah. Terrorists.
They call us something.
Call us terrorists. Mm-hmm. Y'all said, I'm going to put a stop. He said, at that time, while it's happening, I will bring you back. Even at Praise Yah. Even at the time I gather you. Now, I ain't even brought you back yet. But I'm gathering you together. So I will give you fame and praise. Go ahead, Katria.
I will gather you. That's why we got the website. YahWillGather.us.us. YahWillGather.us. That's why we have that website. Because that's what Yah said. What's he saying? I'll gather those who were driven away. I will give them praise and honor whose shame has been in how much of the earth? All the earth. Everybody in the earth calling us niggas.
Spies us.
Everybody calling us niggas. African American niggas.
And that's why among all the people of the earth, not some of the people, not half of the people, part of the people. He said, among all the people of the earth. And when I return your captives before your eyes.
Amazing.
He's telling them, when I return your captives, my people, before your eyes, he's talking to them. You didn't know that, did you? Let me reread that. You
this will not be televised.
Yeah.
You
I will
see
give
what
you thanks and praise among all the people of the earth when I return your captives before your eyes. When I return my people back to me after I gathered them before your eyes, you'll see, says the Elohim. Y'all been calling them all kind of names. Niggas and porch monkeys, Sambos, every kind of ugly name in the world you could think of. You've been calling my people. But when I gather them before your very eyes, you'll see what I'm talking about. I ain't playing with none of y'all by mine. I love mine. You can say what you want to say about it. They're going to get some get right, but I ain't forgot mine. I want to sing love to them, and I'm going to do that. And they're going to be my people. They're going to be my sheeple. But when they need to line up, I'll call for them to line up. But I need them back home humble and meek. I don't need no lions back here. When I call for you to be lions, you become them lions when I need you to be lions. Otherwise, you come back shamefaced and humble. All of you, not some of you. And get yourself together. So I'm going to clean you up. I'm going to sing love to you. When I call for you to be lions, you're going to do that. Because you're going to follow orders. Unlike some of us don't follow orders now. Even Joshua found that out when he told some of our brothers and sisters what the Most High said to do in battle. And someone told him, proposed to do what he wanted to do, how he wanted to do it, and when he went, which caused him and his family their lives, and he hid it in his tent. But the Most High can search you out if you're playing games. Like he searched that man out and brought him to Joshua's attention. And Yahshua had to deal. Y'all need people that humble, follow orders. He needs humble, meek people that know how to be humble to him and trust in him and hear him and follow his orders. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. God, your elders are standing
there. Yeah.
Direct and order your steps and order your tongues. You have the mics.
Oh, yep. Y'all brothers broke it down pretty good for me.
We pulverize it, but there may be some standing up, but we tried our best.
Like Cartel brought out, I got to keep on the good foot because I sure enough want to hear y'all singing. I got to hear that.
I got to hear that concert too. Can I pre-order? Okay. Praise
God. So we worry now for how good we sing. There's no question about that. And the fact that Yah wants to sing back to us, that's amazing to me. He want to get in with Boys to Men and Four Tops and Temptations and all the roots. But I'm wondering what lyrics you're going to come with, Yah. But, I mean, he expresses himself in many love letters to our people. So I'm just trying to figure out the lyrics to the song that he's going to sing. But I ain't worried about it because I'm going to wait for that concert. I'm going to get my ticket, get me a front row seat. I hope I don't be scared to have to death. But I'm looking forward to Yah singing over his people. And we should be joyful. Like you said, we have that joyful spirit in us. And if we trust in Yah, we won't worry about what the nations are doing now, what we see with our eyes now. Because the Most High is going to do spectacular. These people that's in the Holy Land now call themselves Jews and Israel, they're trying to say they fulfilled this prophecy. No way, no how have they fulfilled this prophecy because we have not heard Yah sing.
No.
They talk about the fat lady singing. No, we wait for Yah to sing. That's when it's going to be the end of the story for the wicked.
That's it. Praise Yah.
You're right,
we ain't waiting for the fat lady to sing. We waiting for Yah to sing. Forget the fat lady. She going to bounce. Yah, he going to be singing forever. And imagine, he loves us that much that he would, I mean, that seems out of character. Yah would sing to us? Oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah, he going to be doing a little Gerald LaVert and Keith Sweat. You know, they said they'd be loving on folks.
It might be more than loving Luther. You know what I'm saying? He might surprise you with some smoking.
There's gonna be some smoking.
Smokey Robinson. Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. Maybe some Jackie Wilson. Sam Cooke. Change gonna come.
Gaye.
Yeah.
Probably all that. Probably have your head spinning. Like, yo, we're going to record that. Like I had that in my computer. Yeah, same. I'm going to say my collection.
Well.
All praise to the Most High. Amazing chapter.
It was, country. It was. Abby. Now, Sister Abia is about to share with us the next segment of the study. God is
Hey.
Here
we go.
Here we go.
I'm just still amazed by y'all singing. But anyway, chapter 3, Proverbs.
Anyway.
Okay, chapter 3. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee.
So, Sister Abia, who's talking?
That's Yah, or he's saying obey his commandments, his Lord.
Her.
Or like
wisdom.
A father talking to a child.
No.
Wisdom is
it's a mother talking to a child. Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Oh, okay. Well, a parent. Yeah, I got you now. I forgot about we was talking about wisdom.
She's...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
So wisdom is our mother. She calls us her sons, just like Yah calls us his sons. Wisdom calls us her sons.
Okay.
Yes. And daughters.
So, I was thinking more like, the parent talking to the child.
But it's the mother speaking.
Okay. So verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them up on the table of thine heart.
Your father ain't going to tell you that. Kindness ain't true. He's going to tell you defend yourself, knock their head off. Your mother going to tell you be kind. Always tell the truth, son. Right?
Uh-huh.
Your father ain't telling you to be kind. But your mother going to tell you to be kind. He might, but this is coming from the mother.
The one with that wisdom, like you said.
Yes.
So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Elohim with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Elohim and depart from evil. It should be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones.
My book says health to your body and nourishment to your bones.
Uh-huh. It kind of remind you when they say, well, how does that saying go? It's like music, soul to the music, something like that. Well, anyway.
Nine.
It says, honor thy Elohim with substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine.
That's the law of giving and receiving. Better to give than receive. Honor the Most High with your substance. How do you do that? You help the poor, the needy, the fatherless, and the widow.
Right.
But when we was in our land, we gave him the best of our first fruits. We put that away and gave it to him.
Sure enough. My son, despise not the chastising of the Elohim, neither be weary of his correction.
We just read that.
This one is talking about that. Yes, indeed. For whom the Elohim loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth.
Mm-hmm.
Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that giveth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver and the gain thereof than fine gold.
My book reads different. 14 says, for her good profit is better than getting silver and her return is better than fine gold. I don't know what yours book says, Yamsu, but My book brings out the feminine form of wisdom.
Yeah. She said her gain is find gold. He said, happy is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. And all
you go too fast.
Desire cannot compare her.
Yes.
Now, I have to switch that. That's all.
All right. 15. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou desire are not to be compared unto her. List of days in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and mm-hmm. all her paths are peace.
Yes.
She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retains her. Ooh, get the wisdom.
Exactly.
The Elohim by wisdom has founded the earth. By
did he say Jesus?
No.
Say
no.
That again?
He didn't say Jesus? Him and
no,
Jesus founded
no,
the earth?
No. Oh, no.
That how did y'all found the earth?
Say that again, Brother Katya.
How did y'all found the earth? People want to know how y'all made the earth. Who was he talking to when he said, let us make man in our image after our likeness? Who was he talking to?
Wisdom.
There you go. She was there. She helped him found the earth. She says, by wisdom, Yah founded the earth.
Because right.
Wisdom is understanding.
That's right. That was 19, right? Yeah. The Elohim by wisdom have founded the earth. By understanding has he established the heavens.
So even the heavens, before he established the heavens, like she said, guess what? She was there.
Uh-huh.
So wisdom and understanding is the same thing. Because when you get wisdom, you get understanding. She says, by wisdom, Yah founded the earth. By wisdom and understanding, he established the heavens. Wow.
Uh-huh. Mm. By his knowledge, the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be light unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Right there, Katya, was that like saying it'll be grace to the neck? You won't have like a burden on so much burden on you?
Well, it's like providence. It's like sort of like a spiritual charm.
Uh-huh.
So let not your soul depart, let not them depart from your eyes, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Keep sound wisdom and discretion so they will be life to your soul in this life that we live and grace for your neck. It's like providence. Church people talk about grace all the time, right? How you get grace is by wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as you live your life.
Okay. Thank you for that. Then shalt thy walk in thy way safely, and
won't
thy
be afraid living life.
Stumble.
Right. So it shows you the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, they are the foundation of how you live life, no matter what life throws at you. Your foot won't stumble because you'll be on a steady path.
Right. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid.
How many people could say that?
Not too many. That's why we got boats and locks and guns in the houses trying to make sure you're safe. They don't lay down and
rest. I got one gun in my house. You know what I got in my house?
I got prayer.
I got Yah.
That's it.
When I lie down, I'm not afraid.
That's right. When I lie down. thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thou shalt sleep, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Mm-hmm.
Be along not with the extra pains that come with age.
Okay.
No, I guess I'm too sleeping.
Yeah, when I get there, it's sweet. I just got to get there.
Get through the extra pain.
Yeah, I got to get me on the curb. But when I get me on the curb and go, I'm gone. 5 or 6 hours or 7 or 8 minutes for me to go.
All right, now.
And if I can't get it, I'll catch it with a net.
Yeah.
Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes.
So that's why everybody ran out and got that shot, because they was afraid. Sudden fear took over them.
They still trying to get me to take that mess, and plus talking about the flu shot, too. I never took the flu shot in my life, because my mom told me not to do that. And I'm sure I'm not going to take this mess they got crawling around either. Like you said, I trust in God. He takes care of my health.
But who?
It's contagious. You cannot get caught up in the people's fear.
That's right.
Why? Verse 26 says, oh, why? For Yah will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught.
That's true. Thank
you. That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we go on.
But you
got to
be on the good foot with the Most High. You got to be on the good foot with the Most High. Because if your foot is slipping and backsliding, trust me, your defenses are down.
We're going to 27 because Brother Young Sue read 26 for me. Thank you.
Thank you, 27.
Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do it.
There goes the power, the law of it's better to give than receive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? This is more so, Contra, when you owe somebody. When you owe somebody and you got it in your hand. You know, a lot of us got problems, man. You spoke about that recently over the phone and about an incident. When you owe people, you got to pay people when you got it in your hand.
Yeah.
It's just that. We spoke about that. Before. You don't
give
you
it
don't,
up.
You
don't want to it.
You don't try to pay people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
People play people.
Mm-hmm.
Never that. We know better than that. Because God keep, well, like I said, y'all keep warning you and telling you how to get things right. So that's another one of them. So,
and these things you can't hide from the Most High. He sees everything we do. He know when you got it and you can give it when you owe it, give it up. Don't hold, say, come back tomorrow and I'll give it to you tomorrow. No, you got it now, give it up now.
Yeah.
And Sister Abby, may I read 28, 29, and 30 for you?
Yes, you can.
It said, do not say to your neighbor, your brother and a sister, go and come back. And tomorrow I give it to you when you got it, when you have it with you. Do not devise evil against your brother or sister, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Do not strive with a man without a cause. Don't get in other folk's business. And if it don't concern you, it ain't your business. If he has done you no harm, you can't get in other folk's business. You know, a lot of us have a problem with jumping in other folk's business that don't concern when he ain't did you no wrong. Stay out of other folk's business when he's done you no harm. And co-sign and
sure
all that. That's all I would. Thank you, Sister Anne, for allowing me that.
No, you're welcome.
And you know, when we try to help people when financial situations get involved.
Right.
And people don't live up to the end of the bargain. Emotions get involved.
Exactly.
And that's on the person who has it in the power to make things right, but doesn't do it. And that's what he's about in evil. You're stirring up struggle. You're stirring up strife.
Right.
And you're doing it without cause because the man gave you help when you needed it.
Exactly.
And now you're withholding. Now you're withholding what you owe him, and you're stirring up strife when he's done you no harm.
And that ain't right.
I've got to the point, like, I have someone come to me and ask for something. They say lend me or something. But in certain situations, I feel this way. If I have it, I'm giving it to you. You do not have to repay me, because if we're helping one another and you know the person really can't pay you back, it's going to be still a hardship. I don't even bother them like that. But then again, it's not everybody that could do that.
Exactly.
So I understand. So I understand where it comes from.
Yeah, but so, Abby, I ask you to give me my money back. I want my money back. I don't want you sitting on my money like you ain't gave me my like I ain't gave you my money. Don't sit on my money and come walking by me like you don't owe me nothing. Like we cool.
Yeah.
I want my money.
And trust me, if I tell somebody I'm gonna give it back, I'm gonna give it back too. So I understand. Yes, indeed.
You're codified.
If you can't give it back, don't borrow it in the first place.
Either go to them to make a clarification. I need a little time, but don't just walk by me and you got my money. You told me Friday. I'm looking for you Friday.
Oh, no, that's not right at all.
No. That causes problems.
Yeah.
That's keeping up strife among the brother and sisterhood. Can't do that.
It's a breach of trust.
It is. Bottom line, and we have to trust each other. Our relationship is predicated upon trust.
Your word is your bond.
Exactly.
God, do what you say you're going to do, even if it's to your hurt. Even if it's to your hurt. You got the money. Yeah. You told him you was going to pay him back for it.
In the land, like you said, let them work it off, make some kind of arrangement.
I'm the restitution. But you don't let me turn that little leprechaun on you. I wants me gold.
Don't nobody want no eat no knuckle sandwiches now.
These days they be eating bullets without going through their mouth.
Oh, you are kidding. It's horrible out here.
They're crazy. They're monstrosity.
Y'all brothers ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, let's see. We left,
31.
Oh, okay, 31. Envy thou not and choose none of his ways. There you go.
Hallelujah.
For the fourth prophet is abomination to the Lord, to the Elohim, y'all receive that. But his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Elohim is in the house of the wicked.
Praise God.
But he blesses that habitation of the just.
Hallelujah.
My verse 32 reads a little different from yours.
Mm-hmm.
Read yours, brother.
I'm going to start with 31. Don't envy the man of violence. Choose none of his ways. For the perverse is an abomination to Yah. So violent people are a perverse, an abomination to the Most High.
Okay.
But this is the part that I like. But Yah's friendship is with the upright. And the Most High established a friendship with our father Abraham. And he's letting us know we could establish that friendship with him. But you have to be on another level. To be friends with Yah.
Praise Yah.
You got to start with that basics first. To reach the level of friendship, you have to be upright. So, degrees. You can put away wickedness, evil, your thoughts, your actions, your deeds. That's how you achieve friendship with Yah.
Mm-hmm. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
So you want to finish this, the last bit off?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I just wanted to...
You know, because I told y'all, you know I don't have the proper book. I got this other book.
Well,
nah,
we
like to see the different interpretations, we like to see how they read differently.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I'll read it for you. I ain't got no problem. Where you at?
Go ahead.
Okay.
33.
Okay. Do not oppress, do not envy the oppressor, choose none of his ways, the violent people, because the perverse person, as they are, is an abomination to the Elohim. But his secret counsel is with the upright. The curse of the Elohim is on the house of the wicked. He blesses the home of the just, the Most High justice. Surely he scorns the scornful, but gives grace to the humble. He loves those humble people. The wise shall inherit glory, get wisdom, but shame shall be the legacy of fools, prideful people. You're not going
to
escape, sister Abigail. I want you to read. I want you to read 30. I want you to read 34 and 35 of yours. Those two verses.
Okay. So surely he scorneth the scorner, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Donald Trump.
Everybody acting a fool on Fool's Book.
Those violent men and women that want to give people balance for balance. Yep, you too.
Well, so the beauty in this proverb is that we see both Yah and wisdom together.
Mm-hmm.
She lets us know how we get to Yah. Mm-hmm. She tells us, don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yah is far from evil. It'll be health to your body and a nourishment to your bones. She's telling us to honor Yah with our substance, with the first fruits of all of our increase, so our barns will be filled with plenty. See if that's what overflow with wine. She's telling us, don't despise Yah's discipline. And it takes discipline to know Yah, and neither be weary of his correction, because he's going to correct you every step of the way. But it's for your good.
Mm-hmm.
Yah loves, he corrects. So don't reject the correction. Is it somebody trying to put you down? Especially not Yah. Receive his correction and make improvement. Even as a father reproves his son, because he wants to see the best in us in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds who? Wisdom. You got to find both Yah and wisdom. The man who gets understanding, because wisdom and understanding is both one and the same. That's why it says, for her good profit, both wisdom and understanding, it's a singular. For her good profit is better than getting silver, and her return is better than fine gold. You got fools out here chasing silver and gold. I watch them all the time, Gold Rush. These dudes be ripping up the earth for the silver and gold, trying to get 100,000 ounces of gold. But you know what's better than that? The fact that we're chasing Yah and we're trying to get wisdom is better than that.
Yeah.
And she lets you know. She is more precious than rubies. None of the things you can desire are to be compared to her. Length of days are in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways of pleasantness. All her paths are peace. She synchronizes with the Most High. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. They lay hold of her and Yah. Happy is anyone who retains her.
Mm-hmm.
She's directing you to the Most High. And here she goes. By wisdom, Yah founded the earth. Now you know they work together. By understanding her, he established the heavens. They work together. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up and the skies dropped down dew. We still haven't figured out how Yah does that. How does the rain recycle? They call it condensation. How does he do that?
Oh, they got a lot of theories.
You see all that snow that dropped in Buffalo?
Yes.
You're talking about tons and tons of snow on the ground. How does Yah make it so light in the heavens to come down in the form of tons of snow when you break your back trying to shovel it?
You better believe it.
Yah's amazing.
amazing.
Amazing for sure.
And wisdom is quite amazing herself and understanding.
Oh, yeah. It's a partnership between her and Yah. And we better grab on both of them.
Because when you get wisdom,
that's why it's good to say, don't depend on your own knowledge, your own strength. Because I know when I depend just on what I, or for myself, or on just man that walked this earth, I'd always fail. I always fail like that. So I know.
The trust is all that Yah tells us to do. She says, don't despise his discipline. Wisdom reinforces what Yah tells us. Don't despise his discipline, which he says is my discipline, his law.
Right.
Don't be wary of his correction, right? Because people hate being corrected.
Oh, yes.
He says, who Yah loves, he will correct. And we all need to be corrected because ain't none of us perfect.
Exactly.
That's why I said, correct me. Correct me.
Ain't nobody.
I love correction. I've learned to love correction. That's the only way I can gain any kind of wisdom and knowledge.
Ain't nobody above correction.
Damn wrong.
So most of our people are thin-skinned because they don't like to be corrected, but discipline, you have to be corrected. Even when I was taking martial art, you feel retarded as a white belt. You can't even do half the stuff they're doing in the class. But repetition and discipline will reach you to that next level. And you got to go through the pain in order to get the gain. If you don't go through the pain, you ain't getting that gain. And the pain, you realize, is making you stronger.
Exactly. Self-discipline. And be meek. Well, that was a beautiful study, informative, enlightening, to learn about wisdom, understanding who they are, to learn about them, their relationship with the Most High, and what your relationship should be with the Most High. Be meek, be humble, accept correction, and seek after wisdom and understanding. Praise God and bless your holy name.
She's one in the same. Wisdom, understanding is one in the same.
Right. Okay. Well, any more commentaries, Katria or Sister Abigail?
No, I don't have nothing.
I'm exhausted too. It's so beautiful. It's like a feast.
We dare pretty hard into in our studies today. We dare pretty hard all praises.
But we did cover where Yah will gather us. We ain't lying. We ain't put that side up for nothing.
No.
Zephaniah 3 is another scripture that lets us know. Zephaniah 2 and 3, Yah said he will gather us as a nation. So we better prepare ourselves to be gathered as a nation.
Exactly.
Praise Yah. We love Yah. Shalom and good night.
Love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Shalom, everybody. Shalom, family.
Shalom, family.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Shalom.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. Cause I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know